Hey guys, Chris here. Welcome back for another episode of Badass Unscripted. In this episode, I want to give you a little bit of an edge. I've mentioned it before, and you're probably not going to like it, but here's the edge. Mindfulness. So already you're thinking, oh boy, here goes. New age stuff, right? Nope. Here's the reason where I need you to learn the art of mindfulness. Because in any given situation, if you react less or you react later, you win. When you get into heated exchanges, if you lose your cool, and especially if you lose it first, you can't win in any exchange. The person who's able to remain calm longer and remain centered is the person who shows up as the stronger leader. So when you're in the team room and there's mutiny, there's pure rebellion, there's mayhem, fear and uncertainty have boiled up to the point where people are just losing it and they're turning on you. If you can't control your ability to react with grace and logic and certainty and strength in those moments, you lose. You lose their trust. You lose their allegiance. And you lose their respect. That's to say nothing of negotiations with a client, where you simply need to convince them to try an experiment, to believe in your approach, or to provide some kind of support that the team might need. If you can't make a case for those things, you just made your job 10 times harder, because if you were looking for support and you didn't get it, now you have to find a way to proceed without the support that you truly needed. So you have to patch and bridge and try alternatives and work without it. And you've weakened your position. You've made your job so much harder than it needed to be. But if you can stay calm in the face of opposition and remain insistent without being confrontational, oppositional, and most importantly, without appearing needy, you increase your chances of getting the support that you need, of recruiting allies, of getting the resources, the budget, the price cut that you want and need, because you know it's what your team requires in order to be successful. If you can master those negotiations by staying calm and cool and confident, you win far more often than you lose. So if you don't have a mindfulness practice, you need to get one. Because if you don't have a mindfulness practice, you don't know when you're about to slip and snap. You don't know when you're about to lose your cool. You don't know when you're about to panic and start making decisions and saying and doing things that jeopardize your leadership, that compromise that aura of strength and certainty that you project. People don't follow the lead of someone who appears unsure and out of control, period. Think of it. Have you ever had a leader, a boss, a manager who just blew their stack and lost their cool? Did you respect them? Did you want to be more like them? Did you want to follow them? Did you trust them? Probably not. So if you struggle with keeping your emotions and your reactions contained, if you have stories that flow through your mind about what happens when you're about to fail, when things aren't going your way, you need a mindfulness practice. If it sounds too new age for you, remember that warriors in every tradition have some kind of meditation or mindfulness practice. Check your history. They all had some ritual, something that they did just before entering the arena of battle to mentally prepare themselves for what was about to come, to find that peace and inner certainty, but more importantly, to detach from their emotions so that when they're in the heat of combat, when you're on the mat, in the ring, you can separate what's happening around you from the emotions and the dialogue that's happening in your head. And that, my friends, is the edge. Are you willing to try it? Try it for 30 days and see if it makes a difference. Go find a meditation app or a mindfulness app, or go find a meditation studio. Pick up a yoga practice, or if you're more comfortable, spend time in nature or spend time in the car. figure out what works for you. It is different for everybody, and it's uncomfortable for everybody at first. However, sticking with it will pay massive dividends. If you trust me, you'll try this. And don't forget to send in your feedback and let me know how it goes. Guys, you owe it to yourself to sign up for my mailing list so that you can get access to my weekly reflections and inspirations, as well as advanced pages from my book, Field Notes for the Agile Leader. You can get all this stuff at badassagile.com. You can also send me your coaching questions. If you have questions or comments you'd like me to address on the air, tell me your situation and scenario. I'm happy to help you out in an upcoming episode. Guys, thank you for being true believers, for tuning in every week, for listening, for engaging, for being badass. I'll see you next time.